pursuant to the provisions of the Constitution of the State of Alaska and Alaska Title 24, Chapter 5, Section 160, as well as the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, the House of Representatives of the State of Alaska, assembled in the House chambers for the first regular session of the 10th State Legislature, is hereby called to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Akers? Byrne? Bennett? Bradley? Brown? Buchholz? Carpenter? Chatterton? Cotton? Cooper? Dankworth? Duncan? Eliason? Freeman? Gardner? Greening? Guy? Haugen? Hayes? Kelly? Lethien? McKinnon? Malone? Meekins? Miles? Miller? Nakak? Osi? Osterback? Parr? Phillips? Rode? Rudd? Schaefer? Smith? Snyder? Specking? Swanson? Urien? Thirty-seven present, two absent, one vacancy.
The invocation on the opening day of this 10th legislature will be by our good friend, the Rabbi Danny Potter. Right.
Shalom. This means peace. Shalom also means good morning and welcome to Juneau, capital of Alaska. Let us pray. Praise be thou, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has granted us life, who has sustained us, and preserved us, and permitted us to participate in the proceedings of the first session of the 10th Alaska State Legislature. Amen.
May I just say that it's a great pleasure indeed for me personally to have this opportunity to be in front of you this morning and to say hello and welcome you down to Juneau. And I hope that the snow is not far behind, because we've had too much summer and autumn and spring all wrapped into one. Having just been in another part of the Pacific, I think maybe I could also say aloha to all of you. I hope you have a very profitable and a very productive session. It's now my pleasure to read the certification of election. State of Alaska, Lieutenant Governor Juneau, certificate to all to whom these presents shall come, greetings. I, Lowell Thomas Jr., Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alaska, do hereby certify that the following is a full, true, and correct list of the persons elected to the House of Representatives of the 10th State Legislature at the general election held on the second day of November 1976 in the state of Alaska, as shown by the official returns as submitted by the State Canvass Board, as provided by AS 1515, Section 450, now on file in my office. District 1, Oral E. Freeman, Terry Gardner. District 2, E.J. Ernie Haugen. District 3, Richard I. Dick Eliason. District 4, Jim Duncan, Mike Miller. District 5, Keith Specking. District 6, Al Osi. District 7, M.F. Mike Byrne, Clark Greening, Russ Meekins Jr., Bill Miles. District 8, Bob Bradley, Sam Cotton, Tim Kelly, and Randy Phillips. District 9, Thelma Buchholz and Joe McKinnon. District 10, C.V. Chatterton, Rick Urien. District 11, Chris W. Lethien and Lisa Rudd. District 12, Ed Dankworth and Joe L. Hayes. District 13, Hugh Malone and Leo Rode. District 14, Merle G. Snyder. District 15, Alvin Osterback. District 17, Phil Guy. District 18, William Billy Akers. District 19, Leslie E. Red Swanson. District 20, Don Bennett, Fred Brown, Larry Carpenter, Steve Cooper, C.H. Charlie Parr, Sarah J. Sally Smith. District 21, Leo P. Schaefer, Jr., and District 22, Alfred C. Nakak. The oath of office comes next, and I'd like to do this by districts as follows. And I'll call up, in the beginning, districts 1 through 6 by name, and ask you please to come and stand before me while we go through the oath of office. From District 1, Oral E. Freeman and Terry Gardner. District 2, E.J. Ernie Haugen. District 3, Richard I. Dick Eliason. District 4, Jim Duncan, Mike Miller. District 5, Keith Specking. And District 6, Al Osi. How many times have you been through this, sir? Gentlemen, would you all please raise your right hands and repeat after me, inserting your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Thank you and good luck. The next group from District 7, MF Mike Byrne, Clark Greening, Russ Meekins, Jr., and Bill Miles. Will you please come forward? And from District 8, Bob Bradley, Sam Cotton, Tim Kelly, and Randy Phillips. District 9, Thelma Buchholz and Joe McKinnon. If you will please do the same, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Thank you and best of luck to you. If you'll please be seated. Then the next group, District 10, C.V. Chatterton and Rick Urien. District 11, Chris Lathine and Lisa Rudd. District 12, Ed Dankworth and Joe Hayes. District 13, Hugh Malone and Leo Rode. District 14, Merle Snyder. And District 15, Alvin Osterbach. Please do the same. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative the best of my ability. Thank you and best of luck. Will the following then, this will be the last group, come forward. From District 17, Phil Guy. I guess Phil didn't make it yet, he overflew yesterday. District 18, William Billy Akers. District 19, Leslie Red Swanson. District 20, Don Bennett, Fred Brown, Larry Carpenter, Steve Cooper, Charlie Parr, and Sarah Sally Smith. District 21, Leo Schaefer, Jr. District 22, Alfred Nakak. If you will please do the same. Raise your right hands and insert your name after the word I. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state representative to the best of my ability. Thank you, and best of luck to you folks. Now, I'd like to just make reference to an obvious omission that's not really by accident. District 16 was not announced this morning, and I think you're all probably acutely aware of the fact that the Superior Court judge here in Juneau recently ruled that the election held in District 16 is to be set aside and that there must be a new election. And until such time as that election can be conducted and someone is elected from District 16 or an appointment has been made according to law, the seat remains vacant. Now it's my next duty to call for nominations for temporary Speaker of the House of Representatives. Mr. Freeman, I'd call for nominations.
I nominate Representative Miller to act as temporary Speaker.
Mr. Miller has been nominated. Are there further, Mr. Osi? Hearing no objection, and without further nominations, it's so ordered, nominations are closed. Mr. Miller has been nominated. I would now call for the question, if you are ready for the question. Shall Mr. Miller be elected Speaker pro tempore of the House? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Akers? Byrne? Bennett? Bradley?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Buchholz? Carpenter?
Yes.
Chatterton?
Yes.
Cotton?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yes.
Dankworth?
Yes.
Duncan?
Yes.
Eliason?
Yes.
Freeman? Gardner?
Yes.
Greening?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Haugen?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lethine?
Yes.
McKinnon?
Yes.
Malone?
Yes.
Meekins?
Yes.
Miles?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Nackack?
Yes.
Osi?
Yes.
Osterbach?
Yes.
Parr?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Rode?
Yes.
Rudd?
Yes.
Schaefer? Smith, Snyder,
yes.
Specking,
yes.
Swanson,
yes.
Urian,
no.
Thirty-six yeas, one nay, two absent, one vacancy.
And so Representative Mike Miller has been elected Speaker pro tem of the House of Representatives. And I would call upon Representatives Ernie Haugen and Thelma Buchholz to escort your temporary chairman, Speaker, to the chair so that I may retire. And once again, I wish you all the best for a very happy stay in Juneau and a good session. Pleasure to be with you. As he makes his way forward, I would remind all of you to come on up to my office upstairs, almost immediately overhead, to sign your oath of office, and then do it before a notary sometime today.
Governor Thomas, please accept the thanks of the House of Representatives. I'll appoint the same committee, Representative Haugen and Representative Buchholz, to escort the Lieutenant Governor from the chambers. I was afraid for a moment there that Mr. Urien might not be in his usual style and fervor, but I see he's right with it, and it's good to have another session to share with you, Representative Urien. The uniform rules of the previous legislature, which I think have been distributed to all members, are the rules that will govern this body from this time until the adoption, hopefully early in the session, of rules for this session. The next order of business will be the nomination for permanent speaker. Mr. Gardner?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, move and ask in unanimous consent that we recess to the call of the chair for purposes of party caucuses.
Mr. Gardner moves and asks unanimous consent that this body stand in recess to the call of the chair for purposes of party caucuses. Is there objection? Hearing none, this body is in recess.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move and ask unanimous consent that we revert to messages from the governor.
Mr. Gardner moves and asks unanimous consent that we revert to messages from the governor. No, from the governor. Let's see what the gardener has to say. If there's no objection, the clerk will read messages from the garden.
Dear Mr. Speaker, if it is mutually convenient to the leadership of the House and the Senate, I am prepared to give my State of the State message in a joint session at 2 p.m. Tuesday, January 11, 1977, and to give my budget message in a joint session at 2 p.m. Thursday, January 13, 1977. I would appreciate being advised by you and the President of the Senate if this is convenient. I look forward to working with you. Best wishes for a productive 1977 session. Sincerely, signed J.S. Hammond, Governor.
Just for the information of the body, is this thing working now?
No.
I guess it comes this way. For the information of the body, we're organized at least to the extent that we can hear what the governor has to say. So we have extended an invitation to the members of the Senate to join us for the governor's speech, State of the State speech, which had been planned quite some time for that slot tomorrow at 2 p.m. With television and all that good stuff. So you can plan then on session after we adjourn, not only at 10 o'clock tomorrow, but at 2 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon. For the information of the body, and Madam Clerk, I'd appreciate if you would record it in the journal. During the recess, we did receive a delegation from the Senate. They indicated that they were organized. Senator Rader has been made permanent president. They are ready to do business. They extend to us best wishes. I sent back our respective good wishes to them. The delegation were senators. Who was it?
Pardon?
Holman and Coletta. Yeah, that's right. So, one other thing, a reminder again, if you haven't been up to the Lieutenant Governor's office on the third floor to sign your oath, do so. It's probably too late to do it tonight, but make a note to do it tomorrow. Is there any further business to come before the House? Mr. Gardner?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move and ask unanimous consent that we stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Gardner moves and asks unanimous consent we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hear no objection, this House is adjourned.